Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, how your debt compares to the average American. Tributes are pouring in honor of the late Barbara Bush. And People Magazine picks their cover girl for their beautiful issue. But first, despite a cold winter in the Northeast, experts predict many ticks survive the icy temperatures thanks to insulation from snow and leaf cover. And a larger tick population means there's a larger risk for people to be exposed to tick-borne diseases like Lyme disease. Lyme disease has been called the first epidemic of climate change. According to the CDC, Lyme disease cases are up 30% from a decade ago. And a warmer climate means there are more places ticks can thrive. Lyme disease is a serious bacterial infection spread by tick bites. Early symptoms can include a bullseye rash at the site of the bite. If left untreated, the disease can spread to the joints, heart, and nervous system. As the weather heats up and people spend more time outdoors, here are some ways you can protect yourself from tick bites. Cover yourself up as much as possible when spending time in wooded or grassy areas. Also, use insect repellent and check yourself for ticks after you come back indoors.
Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Palaides. Nicole, I'm hearing about a big move by Starbucks.
That's right, Richard. Starbucks will close almost 8,000 U.S. locations for one afternoon. The reason? Racial bias training on May 29th, following an incident in which two men were arrested at a Philadelphia location. The move will cost the company $12 million in lost revenue, according to some calculations. Target is expanding its curbside pickup service called Drive Up to almost 270 stores. Here's how it works. You place your order through the app on your phone, drive to your local Target, and have your purchase delivered right to your car. A store employee will scan a barcode on your app to confirm your identity. Amazon and Best Buy are teaming up to sell smart TVs. Best Buy will sell a new line of Fire TV Edition sets at its stores and as a merchant on Amazon's website.
Nicole, the two companies have been partners for years, haven't they?
That's right. Amazon products such as Kindle e-readers have long been sold in Best Buy stores, but this particular partnership gives Best Buy access to Amazon's online customers for the very first time.
All right, sounds good. Nicole, on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, thank you.
A Southwest Airlines passenger died on Tuesday after being partially sucked out of the plane when shrapnel from an exploded engine shattered her window. That passenger, 43-year-old Jennifer Reardon, was rushed to the hospital in critical condition after flight 1380 from LaGuardia made an emergency landing in Philadelphia. Reardon died at the hospital. Seven others from the flight were treated for minor injuries. Reardon was described as a well-known leader who was loved and respected. She is survived by her husband, Michael, and their two young children. And Cleveland Indians star Francisco Lindor made an emotional return to his native Puerto Rico for a series against the Minnesota Twins. Despite the destruction caused by Hurricane Maria last year, the stadium was packed. The crowd exploded for their hometown hero when he hit this two-run homer. And pink is the cover of People Magazine's beautiful issue this year, posing with her two children, Jameson and Willow. You know, she's always been one of the most beautiful, in my opinion.
A nation is remembering a woman who was the wife of a president of the United States and the mother of a president of the United States. Barbara Bush died at the age of 92. She was known to be a strong defender of her husband, George H.W. Bush, during his presidency, so much so that her family affectionately called her the Enforcer. As First Lady, she took on the issue of literacy and promoted women's rights. Barbara Bush was recently battling lung diseases, and this week her family released a statement saying she was focusing on comfort care instead of continuing treatment.
She had great faith. She truly believes that there's an afterlife, that she'll be wonderfully received in the arms of a loving God, and therefore did not fear death. And as a result of her soul being comforted on the deathbed, my soul is comforted.
President Trump released a statement saying, in part, amongst her greatest achievements was recognizing the importance of literacy as a fundamental family value that requires nurturing and protection. And the Obamas released a statement saying, we'll always be grateful to Mrs. Bush for the generosity she showed throughout our time in the White House. They went on to call her an example of the humility and decency that reflects the very best of the American spirit.
Remarkable woman, huh?
Yeah, no question.
Absolutely be missed.
She will.
Top 30, we'll be right back. Let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. Danielle, I hear science backs up the fact that women are pretty tough, huh?
Hey there, Kristen. That's right. Well, you know what some would say. We already knew this, right? But a new study suggests women have more stamina than men. Scientists tested men and women by having them flex their foot 200 times as quickly as they could. The results? The men were quicker, but they got tired a lot faster. Well, do you want mayo or ketchup with that? Well, you may not be battling that decision much longer because Heinz is combining the two condiments. It's already available in some countries in the Middle East, and Heinz says they're going to go ahead and put it on U.S. store shelves if it receives 500,000 votes on a recent Twitter poll. We should know the results of that poll very soon. I love this study because I love sweets. Scientists have discovered an unlikely link between the sweet tooth gene and reduced body fat. Researchers identifying the gene responsible for both alcohol and sugar cravings. And after testing 500,000 people, they discovered people with the genetic sweet tooth were at a lower risk for both obesity as well as diabetes. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
Well, that's good news for anyone with a sweet tooth. Thanks, Danielle.
One of the biggest automakers in the world will begin selling cars that can talk to each other. Toyota has announced that it will begin selling models that can communicate with each other starting in 2021. Instead of cell phone service, the cars will use dedicated short-range communications, or DSRC. Information will be sent between cars several times each second. The vehicle-to-vehicle systems are supposed to improve safety. The cars will be able to warn each other about traffic, road hazards, accidents, or bad weather. The CEO of Toyota North America said, "We can help drivers realize a future with zero fatalities from crashes, better traffic flow, and less congestion." The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that requiring the system in all new cars would cost about $5 billion a year, but it could prevent up to 600,000 crashes. Toyota hopes its decision will encourage other car makers to adopt the same technology.
Princess Diana was one of the most photographed women in the world during her lifetime. And now more of her iconic clothing will be featured in an exhibit at Kensington Palace. One of the seven new items will be the flak vest, shirt, and pants she wore while walking through the minefields of Angola in 1997. She met with children there who were landmine victims, which helped change international policy. The purple Versace gown she wore to an event in Chicago to help raise money for cancer charities will also be on display. Another addition, the pink suit she was wearing in 1981 on the day she boarded a train to go on her honeymoon with Prince Charles. Her sons, William and Harry, chose to loan these new items to the exhibit, which opened last year.
President Trump has called a sketch released by adult film actress Stormy Daniels a total con job. Daniels says the sketch shows a man who threatened her to keep her from discussing an alleged affair with Trump. The internet says the man is one of several celebrities, including Tom Brady. And that was your first thought as well, wasn't it?
Honestly, we sat down to go over this story with one of our producers, and I was like, oh my gosh, picture Tom Brady. That's such a great picture.
What's great is the way that Twitter have run with this. because the most interesting element of this story for me is that Michael Avanti, Stormy Daniels' lawyer, is playing Donald Trump at his own game, just taking it to him, fighting back, just keeping it in the news.
Yeah, on Twitter.
And on Twitter.
Fighting back, yep.
Constantly. And now you've got this new chapter. Oh, Bon Jovi's another one.
Bon Jovi. Yes.
This is my favorite. That guy from Sex and the City.
I see the likeness. But I think it's Tom Brady, though, spot on.
I do like the fact that this story has now taken on a literal comic book quality.
Absolutely. Yeah. I appreciate that as well.
It's already a metaphor for that. Now it's literal.
Yes. Okay, well, how about this story? They say a magician should never reveal his secrets. But that's exactly what happened in Las Vegas this week during the trial of David Copperfield for negligence. A London man says he was injured when he fell during an act when Copperfield made him disappear. Now, this is one of David Copperfield's signature tricks. He's been doing it for over two decades. Uh-huh. And apparently the guy disappears while he ended up being led through some dark curtains. The guy falls. Yeah. And now he says he's racked up $400,000 worth of medical bills.
Yeah, a magician should never reveal his tricks unless compelled to by a court. Copperfield's lawyers lost pre-trial bids to close proceedings to the public to avoid giving away performance secrets. It reminds me a bit of the argument about attorney-client privilege in the, you know, the Trump-Michael Cohen case. Almost like there should be one for magicians so that people don't know. Another reason to never find out how magicians do their tricks is because when you find out, it is always disappointing.
I know. I'm like, wait, what? So they don't really disappear?
No. It's basically always some people are led through a kitchen with flashlights in the dark.
Yeah, not magical at all.
At all.
In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, Children's Cancer Network held its annual Inspirations Fashion Show in Phoenix. And the models weren't just cute, they were also examples of the nonprofit's success. Every year, the organization helps over 650 families battling childhood cancer. 100% of proceeds from this year's fashion show and auction will go toward helping families with expenses like gas and groceries, allowing them to focus on what's important: getting their child healthy. Our next story from Fox 2 Detroit. The downtown boxing gym is helping kids exercise their bodies and minds. Using boxing as a reward, attendees must first focus on their homework with the goal of improving math and literacy scores. And it's working. 100% of participants have gone on to graduate high school. The after-school program is free to kids 8 to 18, and this month they received the largest donation yet, $500,000 from the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation, ensuring the life-changing program can continue its work. Our final story from Fox 4 Dallas. 1 mile from completing the Dallas Rock and Roll Half Marathon, Bailey Adams suddenly went into cardiac arrest. But thanks to the help of Officer Orinthius Buster and two fellow runners who happened to be doctors, Bailey received life-saving CPR while paramedics made their way to the scene. Officer Buster was honored with a life-saving bar for his efforts, and Bailey was there to meet and give thanks to all who saved her life that day. Some Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School students have been commended for their actions since a gunman opened fire there in February. They've spoken out and organized marches, including the March for Our Lives in Washington last month. One of the main messages, getting young people involved in the election process. But the opposite seems to be happening in Florida. You know, I think the expectation after the Parkland shooting was that people would be more, young people would be more involved in the electoral process, you know, because of all the activism and whatnot that we've been seeing in the media.
So this is about the numbers of people registered to vote have gone down.
Young people specifically, 18 to 25.
But here's the thing, there's two different things, electoral process and politics.
Yes.
And actually, if when you look at the shooting and you look at all the past shootings of, say, the last 5 years, gun laws have barely changed, which is what a lot of young people want to happen. It's quite possible to be disillusioned with voting and thinking that makes a difference, and yet to be really engaged with the protests that we've seen, those images of those powerful images of students lying on the ground. But it may not be as sort of bleak or disappointing, you know, as it first appears. Yeah. Now on to a new study that found your interactions with co-workers impact how well you sleep at night. Researchers found employees who felt anger and frustration towards co-workers thought about those interactions in the evening, and that made it harder for them to get a good night's sleep. That makes sense. That's probably happened to most people.
Yeah.
Right, has that ever happened to you?
And I am very pleasant at work. So I don't go home like, oh, that Richard Bacon. And I'm like tossing and turning.
Whereas I am really tricky at work, and yet I sleep like a baby. That speaks purely to my arrogance.
It does. And you said it. So, you know.
Not denying it.
There's actually
not at all.
A bigger problem here, because if people are having a problem sleeping, that can lead to insomnia. And you know, a lack of sleep leads to lost productivity and lost money.
No,
you're not as good of a worker.
That's true. But I think we've reached a very simple lesson here, which is either be nice to your co-workers or be arrogant. One of the two.
Okay, pick one. So here's another story that's pretty interesting. A lot of people are talking about it. A woman went out with a guy, but ignored his text for a second date. Well, a few weeks later, she got an itemized invoice from the guy asking for reimbursement for their night out. You can't write this stuff. It's so funny. I'm looking at the invoice here.
Such a good story.
The bill, $20 for bar costs, $14.50 for her meal, not to mention a processing fee, tax, and handling. I don't even know what handling means.
No, I don't know what it
means.
Does it mean posting it, maybe?
I have no idea. The total of the bill was about $40, but are you serious? So she posted the bill on Twitter, of course, and there's been so much reaction about this. What do you think?
I think what's not being said in all the commentary is it's hilarious. I think that the guy is just being funny.
I think he's being funny too.
So basically, of course, if you go on a first date, you're under no obligation to go on a second date, but she ignored his text. And he's saying, oh, you know, if you just responded to the text, this would be, you say you don't want to see me again, that's cool. Yeah. But don't ignore my text.
Right.
Having met me for dinner, I bought you some pulled pork tacos for $14.50. All you got to do is respond to a text.
Right.
Which costs cents.
Yes. I'm with you.
Yeah.
However, there are those of you out there who are taking this very seriously and saying that this guy is so rude. How dare he? I think it's funny.
I think it's quite brilliant and one of the best stories I've seen in a long time. And I would urge other people to do exactly the same thing.
And we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
A popular morning news show might be changing things up in a big way. Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, tells us more. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. Well, network morning news shows have seen a lot of shakeups this year. Well, here comes possibly another one. According to our friends at Page Six, GMA is thinking of shuffling the deck chairs a little bit. Why? Well, they want to focus on their three main players, George, Robin, and Michael Strahan. And in order to do that, Amy Robach is moving to 2020, and Lara Spencer is allegedly decreasing her on-air role. Now, Ms. Spencer's folks are coming out into the press saying, no, this is what we wanted because she wants to concentrate on her production company, which I'll tell you may be the truth. She has several successful shows on networks like HGTV. We'll see. Kristen?
That is a big shakeup. We'll see what happens. Thanks, Jason. Well, here's a great story. When bad weather threatened to make them miss the Boston Marathon, four Canadian strangers band together. After her flight from Toronto to Boston was canceled, Willa Wonky met another runner named Lisa when she noticed her marathon jacket. Along with two other stranded runners, the four of them decided to rent a car and drive more than 10 hours together to Boston. By the time the four of them hit the road, it was around 8:30 p.m., and they didn't arrive at their hotel until 7 a.m. the next day, just hours before the race. Having driven most of the way so Lisa could rest, Willa got about 30 minutes of sleep and still managed to finish the race in just 4 hours and 1 minute. Full disclosure here, I don't even know if I could run a mile off of 30 minutes of sleep, so kudos to them.
Americans' debt hit an all-time high of $13 trillion last year. And according to the New York Fed, the more Americans make, the more they spend, and the further into debt they fall. So if you're wondering where you might land in terms of average debt, the Reserve broke it down into age groups. Americans aged 45 to 54 carry the highest amount of debt, with an average of $134,600, while 35 to 44-year-olds followed closely behind, averaging $133,100. Those numbers include things like mortgages, car loans, student debt, and credit card use. These averages are either going to make you feel really good about your debt or really bad about your debt.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now we have our friend Rob Shooter in New York City with the latest in celebrity news. Hi, Rob. What do you have for us?
Hey, Kristen. We have exclusive breaking news for you today. A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez are getting cold feet. Insiders tell me that A-Rod is the one that has said, let's calm down on the wedding talk. They still have no date. However, they are still very much together. Roseanne is back with the reboot of her new show, and it's such a massive hit that now the whole cast want a ton more money. Insiders are telling me Roseanne wants up to $1 million an episode, and I think she's worth every single penny.
Yeah, I agree. And Rob, I hear Gwyneth Paltrow's engaged now. So what are the chances her ex-husband, Chris Martin, will go to the wedding?
My insiders are saying yes, Chris will be at the wedding. He couldn't make the engagement party this weekend. They really are a modern family.
You know, that has to be the happiest divorced couple I've ever seen. Thanks, Rob.
That is it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on the next show. According to a new survey, more than half of Americans find their jobs stressful, but their age and salary affect their stress in surprising ways. And the astonishing journey of a 7-year-old girl from Texas who made mountain climbing history. Top 30 also covers more of the day's stories live on Facebook daily, 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.